Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
A Kenai man confessed to killing a woman on Sunday, according to Kenai Police Chief Dave Ross. At approximately 3:37 a.m. Sunday morning, February 12th, Nicholas A. Bushnell, age 30 of Kenai, came to Kenai Police Department to report that he had killed someone in a Kenai hotel room. Officers and EMS responded to the hotel room and located a deceased female identified as Brianne P. Lang, age 33 of Sterling. The next of kin had been notified. The investigation revealed the suspect and victim were known to each other. The victim was apparently strangled and there appeared to have been drugs involved. Nicholas Bushnell was remanded to the Wildwood Pretrial Facility for murder 1 and 2 counts of murder 2. The investigation is ongoing with the Kenai Police Department, investigators, and the assistance of the Alaska Bureau of Investigations. The Bureau of Land Management published a public land order Friday, February 10th, extending by 20 years the withdrawal from the Russian River and Upper Russian River Lake Recreation Corridor near Cooper Landing. The extension affects approximately 2,998 acres of National Forest System lands within the Chugach National Forest to provide for continued protection of the Russian River and Upper Russian River Lake Recreation Corridor. The U.S. Forest Service requested the 20-year extension to allow for the continued focus on recreational use within the corridor and provide additional protections for the high concentrations of cultural and fisheries resources within the Russian River Valley. The Russian River and the Upper Russian Lake Recreation Corridor is a popular recreational destination for visitors from around the world. The lands were originally withdrawn by the PLO 7555, which would have expired on February 12, 2023. Public Land Order number 7918 extends the withdrawal to February 12th of 2043. A U.S. fighter jet shot down an unidentified object over Lake Huron on Sunday on orders from President Joe Biden. It was the fourth such downing in 8 days and the latest military strike in an extraordinary chain of events over U.S. airspace that Pentagon officials believe has no peacetime precedent. Part of the reason for the repeated shootdowns is a heightened alert following a spy balloon from China that emerged over U.S. airspace in late January. General Glenn Van Herrick, head of NORAD and U.S. Northern Command, said in a briefing with reporters. Since then, fighter jets last week also shut down objects over Canada and Alaska. Pentagon officials said that they posed no security threats, but so little was known about them that Pentagon officials were ruling nothing out, not even UFOs. We have been more closely scrutinizing our airspace at these altitudes, including enhancing our radar, which may at least partly explain the increase, said Melissa Dalton, Assistant Defense Secretary for Homeland Defense. U.S. authorities have made clear that they have constantly monitored for unknown radar blips, and it is not unusual to shut down airspace as a precaution to evaluate them. But the unusually assertive response was raising questions about whether such use of force was warranted, particularly as administration officials said the objects were not of great national security concern, and the downings were just out of caution. Van Herrick said the U.S. adjusted its radar so it could track slower objects. With some adjustments, we've been able to get a better characterization of radar tracks now, he said. And that's why I think you're seeing these. Plus, there's a heightened alert to look for this information. He added, I believe this is the first time within United States or American airspace that NORAD or the United States Northern Command has taken kinetic action against an airborne object. Asked if officials have ruled out extraterrestrials, Van Herrick said, I haven't ruled out anything at this point. The Pentagon officials said they were still trying to determine what exactly the objects were and said they had considered using jet guns instead of missiles, but it proved to be too difficult. They drew a strong distinction between the three shot down over this past weekend and the balloon from China. Read more at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.